But that's the final secret. It really is. The final secret can be stated simply as, it's not something you get, it's something that engulfs you. It's like that big wave if you're a surfer. It's like, you know, you say you want the big wave, but when the really big one comes, you're scared out of your mind. It comes crashing down on you. You don't know if you're going to live or die, for real. It's just like that. So how can it not be a crisis? You'll feel like you're going to die. You'll feel like you're going to lose your mind, one or the other or both. But that has to be tolerated and navigated and gone through. It's unavoidable. There is no real spiritual life, for real spiritual life, that it becomes the rest of your life without a moment of crisis. It doesn't exist. That moment can be a minute, that moment can be a year, that moment can be a lifetime. But a point of crisis is inevitable because it means real transformation. It means you will not be what you were a minute ago. You will not see what you were seeing a minute ago. It will change. And that's critical. That doesn't feel comfortable. It feels upsetting. But it has to be lived through. It'll feel like it'll kill you, but it won't kill you. It'll feel like it'll drive you insane, but it won't. It'll just feel that way. And many people could sit here and say exactly what you said, that they've come up against it again and again. And often it's simple anxiety, the anxiety of it, the absolute panic that it engenders, that makes people turn back, turn away, say, not now, not this minute. I could take it, but not this minute. I'll try in another minute. But that becomes forever. So at some point, you have to grit your teeth, and whatever happens, happens. More and more, this is what I find myself talking about, explaining, trying to explain to people as best as I can that spiritual life is not an overlay. It's not like you learn something and it makes your life nicer, like everything gets pinker, you feel happier. It's not, real spiritual life isn't an add-on that improves your life. Real spiritual life is the end of everything up until now that was misunderstood. And if a new understanding is going to plant itself, you're going to feel very upset. You're going to feel nauseous. You're going to feel like the boat capsized. There's no way around it. And people even say to me, well, don't say that in public meetings. You'll scare people. Whether it's true or not, don't say it. But I can't do that to you. I can't not say it. That's my whole job, is to tell you that the inevitable comes with a price, and the price is your upset. If you really want God, if you really want truth, it's going to upset you when it actually knocks on your door. It won't be, hello, truth is here. It'll be, and your heart will start pounding. And it's not bad news. That's the map. That's what you, if you're a real spiritual seeker and you really want the truth, you want real spiritual life, you have to know that. Otherwise, you'll be too scared when it actually knocks on your door. You will. You'll almost inevitably run the other way, hide under the bed. And then you'll wish you hadn't done that. And then you'll try again in 6 months and the same thing will happen. So you have to get it in your understanding that it's not fun and bliss. That nothing real changes in you without some feeling of upset. Your eyes can't see different without your eyes hurting for a minute while they readjust.